Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone, Jenna Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Monday morning. Well, very eventful weekend, an awful lot to discuss, including an Eagles win yesterday that has led to a lot of conversation about how it went down afterwards. Look, they're 6-2, and it's a four-game winning streak, and it was a wild game. I actually thought it was in many ways a very, very good win. We'll talk about it. Unique weekend, obviously, with the Joel situation. The Jason Kelce situation with the guy out there in Penn State. All of it here. 215-592-9494. We'll get into it all today. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The armhole in a shirt is called an arm say.
An arm
or maybe,
say.
Maybe it's pronounced arm say.
What
it's
a weird.
A-R-M-S-A-Y-E.
Okay. Well, that's one I didn't know and won't remember, but.
Yeah, me neither.
But I'll tell you what, I did know and will remember Jag stink and Trevor Lawrence stinks. But let me tell you something. I think I saw this game different than some. So let me just say this right out of the gate. And obviously, everyone, phone line's open for you. I know it was like an all-time weekend to react to. So 215-592-9494 for whichever of the main three things. You know, Joel Marcus Hayes, Jason Kelce, and that jerk, whoever that guy is a jerk. And then the Eagles all on the table. So here, let me just start with the Eagles. I was very impressed and largely encouraged by the Eagles yesterday. I really was. First off, the game, which of course was much closer than we would have wanted at the end, was much closer at the end in large part because the referees and the replay booth just handed Jacksonville 7 points. He just gave it to him, and that was a joke. Like, there is no way that that guy touching Saquon Barkley's ankle, foot, lower leg area, whatever the hell it was, there's no way that didn't affect Saquon to fall.
Yeah. Even if it didn't, he touched him. Even if it didn't, he touched him on the way down. Yeah, I mean, like, this is like 101.
Yeah. So I really think the game was too close for our liking, while true, is not being properly represented by many people who were ignoring just the handing of 7 points to the Jags. All right, so that's number one. Number two, Jalen Hurts. I thought he did a lot of really good things in this game. A lot. No turnovers again, obviously, which is terrific, 4 games in a row. His deep ball was, as it often is, outstanding. But he also had a major series of contributions with his legs. I thought it was a really good step forward for Jalen Hurts yesterday. And to me, when you talk big picture, that is a big picture W for the Eagles. So I thought that was significant. Saquon, obviously a stud. We'll talk about that extensively. Devontae, phenomenal. And the defense played really well. I mean, if you look at how Jacksonville scored their points, and again, 7 were handed to them, like, yes, I understand near the end the defense was getting a little leaky until N'Kobe's play. There's no question. But for the most part, and I know Jacksonville doesn't have players, they freaking stink. But for the most part, I thought the defense played a great game. So then we come to Sirianni. Now, I'm going to get to that in a moment, but I want to turn it over to John, 215-592-9494, because there's so much to react to from within this one game. John, talk to me. What are you thinking here?
You're not allowed to say all these nice things about Jalen Hurts. Let's start there. The QB comparison in this game was absurd. When you look at Trevor Lawrence versus they actually threw up a stat board on this at the end of the game, and it was like a 40 rating to a 132.3 rating. Just not even close to a contest. Jalen Hurts was amazing. Let's not get that lost about yesterday. Jalen continues to grow and improve in this offense, and we can see it. It's very clear. We can see him making the plays when necessary to just deflate a defense with his legs. But also, those throws, he's got rare skills. You don't get to celebrate them because you doubt. And You're on a different platform than I am right now, Joe. Okay. So I love what we saw from Jalen as well. I love, holy cow, Saquon. I'm worried about 30 touches. I loved Saquon's performance.
Yeah.
30 touches went a little too far for my liking, but I know he's just a warrior. I know he's going to fight. That's too much. We got to dial that back. The Jags had one first down in the first half. You know, when we're talking about our young defenders, they 36 yards of offense with 9:25 remaining in the third quarter. That they had 36 yards of offense, and our defense had three takeaways as well. You know, that's on the strength of youth with Cooper and Quinyon and Jalen Carter and, dare I say, N'Kobe Dean making plays all over. And then on the offensive side, you got Jalen, Saquon, Devontae. Hopefully AJ's okay. Man, some of those plays that we see being made out there, the team's young playmakers, incredible. But
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They were let down in some cases by hyper-aggression from the head coach in decision-making.
No question.
And I agree with you, Joe. Some of the calls being made out there were just wrong.
By the refs, you're
saying? By the officials.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Like, there were a couple calls that I just flat-out think were wrong. And that's it. I don't know why they made them the way they made them. And then after review, they still they went against what I thought was certain. That doesn't make any sense. But let's talk about the decisions.
Let's do it.
That Nick Sirianni, I know it's in the big picture, he left 9 points, however you want to count them, on the board. Let's think about this. Let's think about why is Nick so aggressive? Is it possible that Nick has had so much complication taken away from his role that he's now overcomplicating these decisions now? You know, he's got the decision to go for it or not on fourth down, kick it or not, and then that's his job for the most part. The play caller no longer, some of those offensive decisions no longer. Now, if I were in that position, might I try to go for it to prove to the guys I believe in them? If my only decisions, my biggest decisions are, hey, guys, do I believe in you or not? Wouldn't I personally always opt to show the guys I believed in them?
I don't buy that as much as you're leading on. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible.
Is it human nature? Is it irresistible pull? I don't know. This is a very unique situation that we have with Nick Sirianni.
It is.
So these decisions, when they're just,
I know.
Encapsulated the way they are,
sure,
they have so much more weight. I don't blame Nick for showing his confidence in the guys with those decisions.
Well, I blame him when he's
over aggressive.
But they
were dumb in the big picture. That's the thing.
So,
it got over aggressive.
It did. So let me just say this. We'll go through all of them today, okay? Like, we'll go through them all. Obviously, in the first segment, it's hard to do it all. Let me just tell you where I'm at on the big picture of Nick Sirianni yesterday as it relates to the decisions. I think there has been some, and I'd say even a large degree, of overreaction by a lot of media members and fans to the bulk of them. Meaning, I think some of the decisions by Nick Sirianni were the right calls. I think some of them were the wrong calls. Just as if, for instance, when the Eagles had a chance to go for a two-point conversion from the one-yard line, I think that's the right decision. I know the announcers made a big deal in the game about a two-score game and a three-score game in the first half. I don't care about a two-score and three-score game in the first half because, of course, you're going to have more points in the second half, and the whole scoreboard is going to get turned upside down many ways, which it did. So I think if you have Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley in a good offensive line and you get to get 2 points from the one-yard line in the first half, I want the coach to do that. He did. the play didn't work. So that one I stand by. And there are
others. Yeah, we need to figure out that part. Like, the play not
well, that's
working
a whole, that's a whole
repeatedly
yeah.
in this game. Let's not get away from things like that.
No, I agree. No, that's a whole nother thing, and that's going to be a big one for the Eagles to work on this week. And listen, maybe defenses are making adjustments, and they might have to abandon their approach somewhat there. But, so that one I'm good with. Here's what I did not like at all. Not taking the 3 points in the first half when they had the opportunity on the 4th and 3. I thought that was a bad decision. Now, we also know, and all these games run together, but it was like a week or two, they had a 4th and 4. I wanted him to kick the field goal. A lot of people wanted him to kick the field goal. He went for it. They scored a touchdown. I mean, we do have to keep it real and acknowledge there are times where he's aggressive. We don't like it in the moment, and then it worked. Guys, I didn't like in the moment, whether you call it a Nick Sirianni thing, a Kellen Moore thing, or a Jalen Hurts thing, I didn't like in the moment when Jalen Hurts threw a deep ball, deep-ish, it was about 25 yards or so, to the back of the end zone of Devontae Smith. As that ball's through the air, I'm saying to myself, oh, no. Just check that down, get a field goal, try to extend the lead a bit here. It worked.
I thought he was throwing it away in the moment.
James, I did too. I mean, 100%. Yeah, so.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, it was like I thought he was throwing it out the back of the end zone pretty much.
More likely that it was being thrown away than not. Yeah, so now. I did not like the field goal decision, not field goal in the first half. I did not like the 57-yard field goal in the fourth quarter. Didn't like it. Don't like it. Don't think I'll ever like it. I mean, first off, he's got to start recognizing there's a big difference between 57 and 47. I don't care how good Jake Elliott is. It's not exactly a high percentage kick. All right, it's really not. And he was all over the place yesterday with some of these decisions. But again, I will say this. I think the announcers set in motion some of the reaction by being so hyper-focused on the two-point conversions that it made people think there were like 9 different bad decisions. I don't think it was that many, but there were a couple. They were whoppers, and it almost cost the Eagles the game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.